선제적 공부는 문제, 제대로 도바자, 비해제도, 단비치의 생명인데, 공부는 제대로 말하는데, 과세했다는 생명을 쉬어가고,
So for the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling them as a space, I must attain the state of full enlightenment by every means. For this purpose, I shall now listen to the teachings on the sublime Dharma. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
Mm. 제단주와 로안이 이제 대도 선보하세요. 아, 다 됐지. 대놓는 단단하니. 그래, 당연히 소개 동안 선보 될 것 같지.
Then the portion of teachings that we arrived at are, is the section of page 161, which is contemplating on what will occur in your future life, the happiness or suffering of the two types of beings. And within this, we are now contemplating on the sufferings of the lower realms. Yes.
대단하, 뭐다? 인류 동화 선보라 손 야와다 등로 동화 예다기 동화 선보고 동보 야위 동화 선보라 시에 선제 야와 침보다 연구위 야와다 자매 야와다 예습위 야와 보고서.
So the section on the contemplating the suffering of the three realms has three portions, contemplating the suffering of the hell denizens, the suffering of the animals, and contemplating the suffering of hungry ghosts. So firstly, the section on contemplating the suffering of the hell denizens has four portions, contemplating the suffering of the great hells of beings, secondly, the suffering of the adjoining hells, thirdly, the suffering of the coal hells, and fourthly, the suffering of the occasional hells. Yes.
이 말이야. 다, 내성 동안, 시행 불가우다, 그러다, 론인이, 내성 동안, 강땡도 던지지, 용왕 주바, 던지지 삼매는 예국이 오래, 마도, 그러다, 바, 땜모델의 손으로 제나, 아니, 펜도형으로.
So when we are contemplating on the suffering of the lower realms, we should listen to the teachings as though one was actually experiencing the sufferings of the lower realms oneself, rather than seeing it as an external display or external show, as if it was something unrelated to oneself. Then that would be not of any meaning of its function. Yes.
승계녀와 친구들만 삼바하세요. 대라, 일단 지혜여하지. 대놈의 동보, 나 용수지도만 삼바. 잠번엔 대네, 빠지 숨든이 농구 원나, 양수이 원나, 대네, 빠지 시동이 초반에 시행된 것도, 일단 잠번엔 대네, 빠지 써야 돼. 그러다, 농바.
So firstly, at the top, page 163, it talks about the suffering, contemplating the sufferings of the great hells of living beings. So in general, then it talks about the location of the different hell realms within this world system. Then here, the first hell is called the reviving hell, and that lies 32,000 leagues beneath the earth. So in general, this world beneath the earth, then we measure in terms of leagues, you know, or bhakti in Tibetan. So each bhakti or each league is comprised of 4,000 of this unit called Domba. Domba. La. Nas. So in this case, 4,000 of these Domba equals to one bhakti. That seems sort of like a measurement. So 32,000 leagues beneath the earth, then is the first hell, which is the reviving hell. Then altogether, there are 8 great hells. Then beneath that, the other 7 are situated beneath the reviving hell, each of them having a distance of 4,000 bhakti or 4,000 leagues beneath each subsequent one. So beneath that is 4,000 abhati beneath the first hell is the next hell, and then another 4,000 beneath that is the other hell, all the way down to the eighth hell. La. So then the first hell is called the reviving hell. It's so called because being in this this realm. So of the eight hells, this hell is of the eight great hells. This great hell is of the least, the lightest suffering of the eight hells. So due to the power of karma, beings here, when one is born into this realm as a being of this realm, due to the power of karma, then one sees all the beings around, the other beings within this realm see each other as enemies or as foes. Then their hands, weapons naturally come to their hands, appear in their hands, and then they hack each other to pieces, you know, attack each other, hack each other to pieces, and then they attack each other. So however, then they swoon due to the force of that being attacked, then they swoon to the ground. However, this is not an actual death. They merely lose their consciousness and swoon to the ground. And then a great sound from the heavens appear, which says, revive, you know, towards these beings. And then so those that who had been hacked into pieces, their body parts naturally collect together again, and they arise in the form of these hell beings again. And once again, they weapons appear in their hands, they see each other as foes, and the process gets repeated when they hack each other to pieces. So in this way, they experience immeasurable sufferings. So it's said that within one day of this hell realm beings, then one day in this southern continent of ours, then these hell realm beings are said to die 100 times, and they are revived 100 times within that period of time. Yes. So in this case, then if we consider the suffering of the human realms, if somebody were to physically hit us, I'm sorry, that the sufferings of the human realms are pale in comparison to the sufferings of the hell realms, and that the suffering of the hell realms are much more greater when compared to the suffering of the human realms. For example, now that we have achieved this human physical basis, then when we are, this physical basis is being hit, you know, someone hits us by force, using force, then we are unable to even stand that form of suffering. However, however intense the suffering may be, it cannot be equivalent of even, it's not even a portion of the least suffering of the beings in the reviving hell. So in the beings of the reviving hell, even the smallest suffering in that hell realm, you know, the sufferings of the human realm cannot be equivalent of, become even a portion in equivalent to that kind of slightest suffering. So likewise, you know, therefore in this case, there's very lot of intense suffering in that hell realms. So likewise, beings like us, you know, we have created a lot of causes, we have a lot of imprints in our mind streams to be born in such realms. And then, as mentioned before in the quotations, quoting the sayings of the Buddha, that most beings, since due to habituation to creating negative karmas, most beings of the on this realm are most likely to go to the lower realms or the hell realms. So if you find that, you know, when we even experience a little bit of suffering, you're unable to withstand, you know, have patience to bear that kind of suffering, then we generate a lot of fear in our mind stream to wish that such suffering. When such fear is generated, then the, one of the two causes, you know, of refuge is complete.
The on the human body, the struck, you see, 360, you know, spears struck, you know, one day, you see. So this suffering, if you compare to the even smallest suffering in the first hot hell, the being revived again, so if you compare even the smallest suffering of this hot hell realm, first one being revived again, so the suffering that you experience in human body being struck by 300 spear, this is extremely lighter than the smallest suffering of the being revived again, the suffering being struck by the weapons.
So because of the amount of heavy negative karma that we have created, we almost, even though we're physically alive right now, it's almost like having one foot in this human realm and one foot in the realm of the hot hells, that we are with very strong causes to be reborn there after death.
And
So in general, in the hell realms, you know, the ground is made of a blazing hot molten iron, you know, and then this is like blazing with fire. So if one goes in the four directions for a place of rest where there is no land, that is no ground that is without such fire of hot molten iron, then one does not find such a piece of land, you know, where one can rest. So then we move on to the next hell realm. This is the black line hell. And then here the beings are being put, you know, onto the beings of this hell realm are being punished by the what we call the messengers of hell or the guardians of hell. So the guardians of hell are very fearful to look at, you know. In general, they're due to the karma of these beings, then they appear, you know, to in the form like punishers, you know, to exert suffering upon the hell realm beings. So in this case, then they have different animal appearances, animal heads, you know, such as the appearances of buffaloes, heads of buffaloes or of pigs, you know, or of different wild animals, of a goats and so forth, you know, very different kinds of animals and very fearful to look at. Very fearful to look at, such as having red bulging eyes and so forth, very fearful to behold. So then they hold in their hands, you know, the various weapons as well as molten iron. Then they mark out the bodies, lines upon the bodies of these hell realm beings, you know, using the molten iron. So that these lines then turn, having been burnt, then turn black and turn into black lines. So then using blazing iron, hot molten iron weapons, you know, then they cut through the physical bodies of these beings, different beings, you know, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, and then along these various lines and divisions that were burnt, marked onto their bodies previously, you know. Then in this case, then the beings of this hell realms experience various kinds of intense sufferings.
Yes.
Yes. So for example, as the beings of these hell realms are being cut into various pieces, then we should contemplate that in this human realm, for example, if a certain limb, such as our hands, you know, were physically chopped off, and once a physical part is being separated from our actual body, one does not have any more sensation, you know, whatever what one does to that severed limb, then one does not experience any sensation for that. Or if one's, you know, blood were to, if one loses blood and the blood falls in the ground and so forth, then it becomes a separate physical thing, you know, one does not experience any sensations related to that pool of blood. So however, in the hell realm beings, it is said that when they are being cut up in such a way, when their blood drips upon the ground, you know, the burning hot iron, molten iron ground, then it sort of sears that blood, the blood starts to boil and so forth. Then the hell realm beings are said to even experience that suffering, even though their blood has become separate from their physical body. So also the other thing is that when their body is being kind of severed into several pieces, even though then it is separated from the main being, however those pieces individually have still retain their sensations, physical sensations of suffering and so forth. So therefore, these sufferings go on, you know, without end of their life. It is said that these hellborn beings aren't able to die, you know, even if they want to, they're unable to die until the karma, the negative non-virtuous karma that caused them to be born in that realm, to experience the suffering of that realms, are completely exhausted. You know, prior to then, they're unable to die. They're constantly being tortured over and over again.
Yes.
So then when we move on to the description of the third hell, which is the crushing hell. And here the living beings in this crushing hell gather and congregate, and that, you know, the hell gardens herd them into herds and gather them into herds and drive them between these mountains with different animal heads, such as goats, heads of goats, of tigers, of lions, of elephants, and so forth. Then these mountains come together and crush these beings in between them. Then through blood flows forth from the various sense organs, you know, the orifices of these sense organs, and all the all the blood gushes forth and all over the ground. And then still, as mentioned before, as the blood falls upon the molten iron ground, then they experience the various sufferings due to that. And this, even though it's physically separated from their body. So also it is said that the heads of these mountains, of these beings, they crush these beings in the hell, in such a hell realm, are said to resemble the animals that they kill while they're alive. Yes. So then, other than such crushing, being crushed by these animal-headed mountains, other beings are being inserted into a great iron machines, whereby they're being squeezed and pressed like sugar cane. Then these beings resemble an iron surface where there are great iron boulders that are being hurled from the space above, cutting them, splitting them, smashing them, flattening them, and so forth, causing them to experience immeasurable suffering.
Yes.
So
ene te member tenduki se yada de kaw da ta garjin na thaya chong ma so san ne do ma ta gi ngom ma de do ma che yu yo de ge ne ngom bo se ya chi ta ngom bo chen bo se ne yo dwe bin no ro yo ja ge kong ba che to de na yang zu lo de no no de kong ba chi ene se no de yang zu ya de te ko de yo no no de yang zu de de kong ba de ko de dene ta kumbha jenye thana jenye thama so sanye ne yon ngay ma ne dunga nyingyo kichya tenri yungi wani mara.
Then one experiences, then one move, we move on description of the other, the next two hells, the fourth hell being the howling hell and the fifth hell being the great howling hell. So the first one, the howling hell, when one is born in such a hell realm, then one is being constantly burnt by the flames, you know, of the molten iron, and then therefore one tries to escape from such fire blazing in all directions, and one perceives an iron house, you know, in front of oneself, and thinking that one would be safe in that house, one escapes into that house, and having entered upon that iron house, then the door of the iron house seals up, and one seals up, then the fire starts to appear within that house, and one gets incinerated. And so the suffering, so then, you know, this being thinks that, oh my goodness, I came here hoping to escape, you know, from the fire, but now I have not been able to escape. So instead they experience more suffering than the hell realm prior to that. So then, so such is the suffering of the howling hell. Then the suffering of the great howling hell is that due to the fire of the molten iron, you know, being pursued by that, then they perceive this great iron house. Then they rush into the iron house, and then the door of the iron house closes, and then fire starts to burn, and then they see another iron house, and then they you know, rush into that one with the door, and then that door closes, you know, so that they experience a lot of suffering. Again, fire is burning them within the second iron house. So then they experience the suffering, you know, also thinking that, you know, I was able to escape from one house, but I'm not able to escape from the other. So they experience even greater suffering than the hell prior to this. Yes. So it is said that those who drink beer, you know, the alcoholics are born into this the howling hell. Even people who pour the wine or the alcoholic beverages are born into the surrounding hell. Yes. Yes. Surrounding of this hell. Yes.
Imbarita. Imbarita. Kruva. Tsavata. Seya. Ini dumba radu tsavasa. Imbarita. Tela. Tsavana ne. Semjenda da nyason namji. Jason, passe to my over, should the sergeant by men on the journey, court, Niagin the Sibata, Jason, Rodden by Pony Pote, Jiwenjimata. Cardon, Magda, Nado, Navipuga, Pugu, Nini, the Pavukum, but Tangin, the Major Rodden by Juma Tang, Judge Saji, Rodden Mavala, and General Kabu Bijate, Judge Tova, Sashi, Rodden Barbe, Donji, Niaver Cheto. Rab the Savanani, Judge says, Bones to the Simonioni, Trabani, the Umajuanji, the Taylor, and the Colors of Gonzo, Majin Bob and Jomo. Ja, Leba, Sashin, Radomar, do you also draw the Jason to Musico, Gonshin, Golden Barino, Jews was a journey. Go on, the thing of the Tegan on the road, there's the Baba the Sharan, the Queen Bashi, we retain a church on the Jai Sajin and them. Then, Baba don, Shataji, Badan, Yon, non the Joko, Namajin, the Savadan Rawls. Imarita Tawase Atena Jayun de Gona and Nyarson Namje Sim and the Jagger Songchimbo Pazet to Mayo Batinona
So in the hotel rooms, on the living, the hell gardens, you know, throw the living beings into a hot blazing iron kettle many leagues across, a large one, and boil them. And so in this, when one is born in this hell realms, you know, then the hell gardens also impale oneself with blazing iron skewers, you know, with blazing iron skewers, and they impale through the anuses of these, the bodies of these beings of this hell realm, and then the iron skewers, they emerge through the crowns of their heads of these hell realm beings. And because it is a blazing iron skewers, then it burns, you know, it starts to burn from inside, and all the flames, you know, burn so quickly that the blazing flames leap forth, you know, from the mouths, eyes, noses, ears, and from all the pores of the bodies of these hell-realm beings. Yes.
No, judge such a member Baba Tenana, Manye, Kenjala Kabu, Koromye, and then Yazanaji, judge Toa, member the Tendishu, and the Dong, Malele, Jenny, and Yavachi, Tendishi, Dongan.
Then they're being placed, having done so, then they're being placed on their backs or face down upon a hot, a blazing iron surface. And then there they're being pounded with a hot blazing iron hammer until they're flattened and experience immeasurable sufferings in this way. Yes. So then the next hell is the extremely hot hell. Here compared to the previous hell, which was the hot hell, then the hell guardians use iron skewers which had only one point. Then here in this extremely hot hell, the hell guardians use three pointed skewers which are like tridents, you know, to exert suffering upon the hell realm beings. And here these three points are being inserted, so this tridents are being again inserted into the victim's anuses, and then the one point comes out through the top of the head, and then the right and left points of the tridents come out through the right and left shoulders, and so three fires blaze through their bodies with such intensity, then they exert out, they burst out, you know, from the mouths and the different orifices of the sense organs as well as through body pores, and cause these beings to experience immeasurable sufferings. Yes.
So 바바도 샤라나 단 조제 송자 샤라나 남도 셴도라 셴네 끼룸 바시 르비세 요 철선의 자지 사진은 데모 그래서 다 루고마도 매하지 강강 보기 셴사지 아니 끼룸 바시 르이는데 루고데 냐선은 세도도 또 다데요 소데요 근데 세도 마도 사다 샤라제요 샤라지 바데 요노는죠 다 된데 이제네 레마세 바데 요거야 아 이마리 남아 제네 사와던 거하고서 다 가보더니야네 자기 더비 동안에 세야노다 아 되지 다기 된다고 되지
So then in this hell realm then the body you know the body's physical body's are of the beings, you know, some of them are like huge and long, and then so they're being sort of like, it says here they're caught up in a hot blazing iron press, so they're sort of like rolled upon this press that's made of hot blazing iron, you know. Then on top of that, then they're being thrown, it says here the hot blade, they're thrown head first in the great blazing iron kettle. So Rinpoche explains that this type of torture instrument is sort of like upon physical contact with this instrument that it causes one's flesh and blood and so forth, you know, to be dissipated, you know, to be dissipated from one's body. So here, as is mentioned here, one is the hell realm beings are thrown head first, you know, into this blazing iron kettle. And it once the being starts to boil, you know, the liquid inside starts to boil, and one is boiling, one is like bobbing up and down amidst that liquid, and so one is boiled, floating up, down, all around until all of the physical parts of the body, except the bone, all the physical parts of the flesh, blood, and skin and so forth, all these have dissipated. Only the skeleton is left floating. In the liquid, then the hell realm beings fish out this skeleton. So at this point of time, the skeleton still possesses life. You know, the being is not dead yet. So they're being placed on the ground where their skin and their flesh and blood and so forth are regenerated again. And then again, once again, they are thrown again into this big blazing kettle, where they're being boiled, this process being repeated again. So here the being does not die despite such intense sufferings until their karma to experience that hell realm is being exhausted. So here it says that the remaining torments are similar to those of the hot hells. So remaining torments are like, as mentioned in the hot hell, they're being placed on a hot blazing surface and then being pounded with hot blazing iron hammers and so forth. Yes. So then they move on to the hell realms, the eighth hell realm, which is the unrelenting hell. Here, eight types of great hells, you know, this is said to be of the most intensive in terms of suffering. And the suffering within this realm is said to be the intensity of the time intensity of suffering in this hell realm is said to be unrelenting. Therefore, the name is given to it, the unrelenting hell. Yes.
샤존네 사지바세 자라도 많이 받고 눈물이 제반네 멤버비 쇼온데 디스미제다가 빠바도 샤도 주바도 르바나 렘지지 공원도 두벌 제데 마미닝 부진도 뉴던지 매진바비 차반도고 초진 성녀 대전도 초진네 매엄버 덴리비 농한용화 바마제비 냠다베게 니 비스미제도 시바싸모 이말 딴나메도 제반 데세 샤르소네 빠세 다 몸보 요베 빠세 자라 몸보 요바 덴리제 멤버 사지 디 메 쇼데 소요 메드 요네 냐바파티 샤타 레 샤타 강가 메츠 콘토보 메츠 디에네 그게 메 쇼드 친구 조지 와로 되게 아니 동아 요
So then, in this harem, then what happens, what the beings perceive is that in the eastern direction, a fire, the ground blazes, you know, for many hundreds of leagues, you know. So this fire starts to become bigger and bigger, and then gradually, you know, starts to burn the flesh of the beings in these hell realms. So all their flesh, you know, their blood and so forth are being burnt, and the fire even enters into their bones and burns their marrow and so forth. So then they experience great suffering, great suffering, and also the fire comes from the other three directions, you know, the south, west, and north directions as well. And so these are the then also the fire comes from the four intermediate directions, the north, east, south, east, northwest, and southwest, as well as in directions of above and below. So altogether there are 10 fires ten fires from the external directions, and then there's one additional fire that burns from within the body of this Haram being, you know. Then therefore the 11 fires, 10 external and one internal, all these combine and then burn the bodies of these beings, burn the bodies of these beings without respite. And therefore, when one sees, you know, they're burning externally, internally, to the extent that one doesn't even see the physical bodies of these beings, and one only comes to know the presence of these beings by merely hearing the wailing sound in these fires. You know, in such a huge conflagration of fires, one sees only the being becomes a mere heap of fire, you know, burning from externally, internally, and so one can only know their presence through their wailing sound. And such karma, they must experience this karma without respite and until there are the karma is being exhausted.
Yes. Sajid, Tajaja Richimbo, Tendrilla, Yanzajo, Matejo, Tisena, Yasunam Jitajin, and Lumana, so one Yongoya, Tendimari.
Then also, there being on other occasions, they are being placed into blazing iron embers within an iron winnowing basket, and then again, this is, basket is being shaken violently, and on other occasions, they are caused to climb up great iron mountains. There are great iron mountains that are caused to climb up these mountains and to also descend from these mountains, you know. And so therefore the experience caused to experience such immeasurable sufferings.
Yes.
Yeah, Then on other occasions in these hell realms, their tongues are being pulled out of their mouths, you know, and they're being stretched out with 100 iron pegs, and then they're being plowed, you know, like fields of the earth. So in this case, sometimes the beings of these hell realms, you know, have large bodies, and the larger body you have, you know, the greater the suffering you experience, you know, in this realm. So in this case of having a large tongue, you know, then one can understand that beings in this hell realm, owing to the karma, the amount of the force of negative karma, those with stronger negative karma have larger bodies, and some have smaller bodies. And so the more larger the body, the greater the suffering, because there's more surface area that is being burnt by the fires of these hell realms. So in this case, some of them are as large as mountains, and some of them are small. So in general, the skin of the beings of these hell realms are very tender, like a baby's, you know, so they're very prone to injury and so forth, and very prone to being burnt. So due to that, they experience great suffering, even more suffering, you know, when the fires are blazing them. So in this case, the tongue is being stretched out by the beings of the hell guardians, and then held down by iron pegs, and blazing iron pegs, and then being plowed upon, you know, like fields, tilling fields. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So to have to be born in such a realm when one has one's tongue being plowed upon like a field, then what this is due to the karma of abandoning the Dharma, you know, the negative karma of the due to the negative karma of speech, you know, of abandoning the negative abandoning the Dharma, holy Dharma, sublime Dharma, then one comes to experience this ripening result. So due to negative karma speech, one is being born in the hell realms where one's tongue is being plowed upon like fields. So in this case, then on other occasions in these hell realms, then the hell realm beings have been laid out on their backs and upon the blazing hot iron surface, and they're being laid out with their bare backs and upon the iron surface, and the mouths are being pried open with blazing iron tongues, and lumps of iron and boiling copper are forced in and are poured into their mouths, esophagus, and so forth, until all the other bodies, their bodies, intestines, and so forth are being burnt, you know, all the flesh and blood are being burnt, and then the residue flows out below onto the ground. So then it says here the other torments are like those of the extremely hot hells, such as being impaled, as mentioned, the sufferings in the extremely hot hells, such as being impaled by iron tridents and being put upon the being rolled upon by hot blazing iron press, or being thrown into the iron kettle to boil, and so forth, you know. So these are they have similar torments like that in the similar to the extremely hot hells sufferings that are in the unrelenting hell.
Yes. 단다 순야되지 누가 라고 좀 그래서 나도 나 참모 오늘 시에가 있나 있나 저거 요래 시에 투야요 말에 소한 말 근데 다 다기 제정는 내 바빠 지수는 인동 원의 요소야다 근데 누가 된데 요소야 돼서 바바 통매지 사용 의지스야 되는 거 소요래 되는 게 이제 이제 저 되는 거 아니에요
Yes. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the gross sufferings and so forth, you know, are very, the hell, he can only manage to describe only the gross sufferings of these hell realms. The core sufferings is unable to experience, unable to write about the, subtle sufferings of these hell realm beings. If one were to describe in detail these, subtle, sufferings of these hell realms, then it is impossible to cover all of it. So as mentioned before, you know, these 32, the reviving hell being 32,000 leagues beneath the earth and so forth, all this was, Lama Tsongkhapa has written here, quoting from, Papa Tome, Arya Sangha's, you know, level of yogic deeds. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 대다 동화신도 미제다 제가 차견양서 용용네 지세 먹게 되세 마주 마주르바 되세 소도라 미조르 시스마다 동화 때는 용이 내진도 마지바 되세 용 고서 임바다 다 다시 쉬어 놓으지레 동화 그런 용 동화 체동될 때에는 나선 시고야 소도 타고야 놓으지레 때 또 먹게 되네 또 마세게 받아 소도 타고 말이 소원인데 냐와 네 대다도 뇽고야케 네 레데 누바 마세게 바테시도 동안 너 제가 다 자타 못 받는 뇽고 체그레스 소원이 말해
So it is said that so here in the friendly letter Lama Tsongkhapa quotes by saying that you know by describing that the sufferings of the hell realms are so great and immense you know, so intense that it is almost you know, then upon countering and undergoing the suffering, one will immediately die, you know, or be immediately killed, you know, by such sufferings. However, due to the hell realm beings, due to the force of the non-virtuous actions, then they are unable to be separated from their lives, you know, they're unable to end their lives in such a way, so they're constantly, you know, being revived over and over again to experience these sufferings. So until the force of the negative actions, negative karma, is being exhausted, prior to exhaustion, then it's only when that force of that karma is being exhausted do they do their sufferings come to an actual end? Do they actually die from the hell realms? Other than that, they do not die despite undergoing such intense sufferings. Yes.
Mm. Mm. 맨날 농업전의 자신 리집이 샤지. 대승전나, 대중인 노집이 농업전의 자신 리집이 세세진나, 대탐진나, 샤지도 숨진, 나와도 대중인 노집이 농업전의 야외용 수비 세세도, 대진도, 매노, 자동, 인자동, 시자동, 제자동, 동주전의 순사선반의 신중원수입반의 신중마진의 샤지진나, 세진나의 노동동, 인동의 제동의 제동, 최초동도보 대단한 름바다 대단한 사회바지 샤르를 지배로 오노 오네 최초동보바 토베 조데 미나제 동아비도 도바다가 나나 엄마다가 니자지 고마니가 니조로 시도 요새나 도리 도리터는 니자니 비나다는 이제 도비 나던 라바니 라브데 차세 남미네 바리카보 시송데 사이 무진 대동 라오 말다 세세 세세관리를 잠들는지나 빠지 추숨 주숨이 담답들이 안 오고요. 다 가든에 거나 아니 트루가스야지. 대거는 견조원지. 너나 초 어지. 되게 원해야 공만 되지. 그러다 손으로 손으로 안 오고요.
So in this so then we talk about the lifespan, you know, the extent of the lifespan. And here, first it mentions about the six types of desire realm deities. So firstly, there's the four heaven of the four great kings. And then above that is the heaven of the 33. And then above that is the heaven that called free of conflict. As we mentioned the other day, an Amazon Kaba Guru Yoga commentary talk about the Tabjo, heaven of Tabjo, heaven that is free of conflict. And above that is the godly realm of the Ganden. So here, the distance between the realm of the 33 and the southern continent is said to be 80,000 leagues. And then the distance between the 33 and the heaven free of conflict, that is the distance again of distance of 80,000 leagues. So the distance between that realm, Tabdel, in the heaven free of conflict, and his human realm has a distance of 160,000 leagues. And then the distance between Tabdel and Ganden, distance between Ganden and the human realm is 320,000 leagues. So 32 times 10,000 is 320,000 leagues. So that's the difference. So as the realms, the distance increases as one goes from lower realms to higher realms. So above the Ganden, then is the realm called the Chuga, which is the heaven of controlling others' emanations. So in this way, as the distance increases as one goes to the higher realms, and the lifespan increases as well.
That the jig is said so in you gonna me long up to na than the dola jazzy rigi was a fee a shabuji me long up to any day some jill now day junior law jb long up ja jazzy rigi to be audience in the jazzy rigi with says it and jazzy rigi with says it then там мен нам бом гүвч юм яа гэдэг нь систем юм дээ. Мен нам бом гүвч. Энэ мен нам бом гүвч үү те юм сүү би шаачи. Чагвар.
Яа сүү шаачи. So in this case, when we talk about the extent of the lifespan, then in the human realms, 50 years in the human realms is equivalent of one day in the desire realm of the four heavenly kings. And so then 30 of such days is equivalent of a month in their realm, and 12 of such months is equivalent 1 year in their realm. So 500 years in their realm, you know, is the life of the beings in the deities of the desire realm of the four heavenly kings. And then so this is equivalent, but totaling all of that up is equivalent of a 9 million years. 900,000. So that's 9 million human years. And huh? 9 million.
90,000
is 9 million. How would it be 9 billion? 9 billion is 9. 9 million. So okay, so that's 9 million human realms, so 1900,000 human years in the human realms is equivalent one day in the reviving hell. Nas.
So in this way,
then one such 9 million human years is equivalent of a day. One day in the reviving hell, and the lifespan of the denizens or the hell beings in the reviving hell is 500 years. 500 years, considering that to be one day. So therefore, the beings in the reviving hell are said to be so many inconceivable number of years. It's such a large, very large number of years. Yes.
So being alive again, that first hot hell, not alive is the 500 of according to the time 500. So by figuring out through human human years, so 100 million 100 million year like that 10 times, 100 million year like that 10 times. Then on that, the another 6 teach it to Tony German. 100 million human year like that 16 times, then another 200 on top of that. How long they suffer the being in the very first hot hell being alive again. So their lifespan is 500 years according to their lifespan. But figuring out to a human year how long they suffer is that much. So say 1600 million years, another 280 on that, another 280 on that. So 1600 million year, then another 200. Another 200.
As a 162 billion.
Yeah. Isn't that?
It might be 162 plus 10 zero.
Yes.
Looks like 162 billion.
1,620
in terms of human life.
Yes.
1,600 million. A billion is 1,600 million.
162 billion.
Billions is
9 zeros,
right?
Yeah. Billion is 200 years.
Yeah. So it's 1,620 billion.
Yeah. Tejendu melo jada simjisa sumbi nimachi tebe ne sumjisa som be rono tont biyaki te da da tinna ki sese da da ne ma ninja meno ninja ma yige tabra ki shaji jebe tabra ki meno nindo tu biyaki kaza rono nindo tu biyaki te ne da da dunjom ki sese da da ne jene ne jibja
then when a human 100 years in a human realm is equivalent of one day in the heavenly realm, the 33. So then in this case, the lifespan of the beings in this realm is equivalent of one in this heavenly realm 33 is equivalent of one day in the realm of the second hell, which is the hell of the black line hell. So in this case. Then the 200 years in the human lifespan is equivalent to one day in the realm of Tabjel, the freedom from conflict, the heaven of freedom from conflict. So in this way, then the beings of this realm, you know, the lifespan is 2,000. So it increases by double, you know. So as you go out the realms, different higher realms, or the different god realms, increases, then one day in each of the god realms. So as it increases in this way, then the As it moves up along the higher realms, then the days, individual days on the individual heavenly realms, are equivalent of the human years in increments of doubles. You know, so the first heavenly realm is that of the four great kings, and this is 50 human years. The next is the 33, which is 100 years. You know, a day in the realm 33 to 100 years. Then the next one, and then the realm of the freedom from conflict, then that is 200 human years, and then 400 and 800 and so forth in increments and doubles. So in this way, then also the realm, the lifespan of the beings in these different hell realms, the lifespans of the beings in these heavenly realms are again also increased in number. You know, the first heavenly realm of the gods of the 30 gods of the four great kings is 500 years. Then the gods of the 33 are 1,000 years, and the realm of the freedom from conflict 2,000 and 4,000 and so forth. As each realm goes higher, then these individual then the life periods of these individual the lifespans of these individual god realms are equivalent to the each of the individual hell realms, starting from the reviving hell downwards all the way to the unrelenting hell. Yes.
Name se ya deni da loye tonga jab go na jab tu yame de zon mo che re da bakar che da barji ka ba se ya che yo ro le baga ja che la baga ja che la kar chen chi se ya nam ji tsu ge yo ro den de ge ne bakar che ka chi rab de sa ba se ya da bakar che ka देखो योरे से से अन्य नामे ना पाकर ची से से 바지 가봐.
나스 나미 바가지 가봐.
지 라드 사와 바가지.
바가지. 나스. So in this way, then in the text it says that the beings of the from the black light hell through the hot hells in this way, and they are suffering individually respectively 1,000 up to 16,000 of their own years. So in such increments, then it is said that when one comes to the hot hells, you know, especially unrelenting hell, then the number is so great it's almost impossible to calculate it. So then we use the term what we call a middling kalpa, a middling aeon. So 100 middling aeons make up one great aeon. So then the beings of the unrelenting hell are the lifespan is sorry, 80 of the middling aeons make up one great aeon. So
So 80 middle eon is one great eon.
One great eons. So in this way, then the beings are unrelenting hells. Their lifespan is one middling eon. One intermediate eon, and upwards, then the extremely hot hell beings, then their lifespan is half of that, and then so one decreases in such a way upwards. Yes.
Yes. Tanda nga la shou ne, ne nga ke tzatong chung, an tzatong sol ma jibu shiwa ni na, doje nyawa che gire se ya, che song yo ro. Hende, ta doje nyawa se ya te, ane nami le chung donga che wa chi, imbare, tende che yo wa song yo ro.
Yes. So then, it is said that, so because this unrelenting hell, the suffering is so the greatest of the hells, so therefore it is said that the suffering, the greatest suffering in this world system of ours is in the unrelenting hell. In the unrelenting hell. But this is also a saying of mentioning that if one breaks the root vows of one's root tantric vows, if one is unable to revive these broken root tantric vows, then one will be born within the Vajra hells. So therefore, and it's said that is said. Yeah, so there's this mentioning of this Vajra hell whose suffering is said to be heavier than that of the unrelenting hells.
In Marta, Tene, Tanyawa Chembu Je, say at Je, In Marta, Yankovi Nyawa, say at it. Taki songs one. In the Yankorva, say at it, Yankorva, Nyawa, Jebu, De Ririnayo. 징위치치 다 memory of the romnya gen nam mam chisin da ro da nam ba da budi nam na so ba da chono ra me to ni mar go re ren te la thong bo memory of se men da ge ya khon de ge ten de ji wa ni da de ne sem ji nya wa chen bu nyong go ya ge le de se nya wa chen bu nyong go ya le se yon du go de ni ma tu bi no sha No, I shall you answer the man that mēmā mō jōb sā yā tē nō nā yīmbā tā rō tē kōyā chā yīmbā tē nō tā pū mō nō sā mā chī yīnyā tēnē pā rō sō rō tēnē chē nē gōmbā mā mēntā nō chō yūndu kō nā tā shātā kāngā kāng cī yā chā yūndu shātā chī yō tēnē sī chē nē dōngā bādā mēmā tā tē lē tā mā sī bādā nyō kōyā chā
yīmbā tā. So in this, then we move on to the contemplation on the suffering of the adjoining hells on the bottom of page 165. So here, when it mentions that in the eight great hells, each of them have four walls and four doors, you know, then so surrounding that, four walls and four doors, and then all of these are encircled by an iron fence. So the iron fence itself, again, has four doors itself. Then outside these four doors are the four adjoining hells. Rinpoche says they're like the hells, you know, for the beings, the leftover beings. They are not within the eight great hot hells. Then still, so in this, so each of this, so each door is one adjoining hell. And then the names of the hell realms are respectively the pit of embers, the swamp of putrid corpses, or the swamp of excrement that sinks like a corpse, the path of razors and such, and the river of no ford. So each of this, so the first one, the pit of embers, you know, when one's karma to experience eight great hot hells is being exhausted, then one has the appearance, the karmic appearance of being exiting from the fence, you know, of the hot hells, the great hells. Then when one exits from this hell, then one goes into this pit of embers, where one's feet sinks into these burning embers, and all of the flesh is being burnt, you know, the blood is being dried up by that, you know. So as one moves about, you know, in this pit of embers, as one sinks one's feet into that embers, then it gets burned and dried up, and then as one lifts one's feet out of those embers, you know, that again the flesh and blood is being restored, and those feet, and again one puts the feet or the leg, you know, again into embers and gets burnt and dried up again.
Yes. 남들은 뭐 주노 시절에 여기 대다가 뽑아서 샤도 주변에 불과는 배지 공원도 돈에 누가 제도 다더니 매만 먼저 원에 탈이 누구나 요 대 제도대 시신남 시사 남 매송 쓰기도 매송의 남 대망의 바 로준 여기 좀 안 나오지 텐데 요 된게 남지 다 대놓나 로대 되고나 남은 마 이제
Then when one's karma is being exhausted in that realm, in that hell realm, then one exits from that hell realm, then one moves on to the next adjoining hell, which is called the swamp of excrement, stinking like a corpse. So here the whole swamp is smelled like very disgusting substances that stink like corpses of excrement. And so then within one, as one moves into this hell, one sinks into such a swamp, and then this is infested by worms that have worms with sharp beaks. So then these worms that penetrate the body, you know, through the flesh, they penetrate the flesh, you know, as well as the skin and so forth, and even into the bones and through the marrows and so forth. And in this way, you know, going through the various parts of the body and causing a great suffering in the for these hell realm beings. Yes.
Number two. 님고베 숨바 숨바네 남 대당 납제반 뿌리 소담 남요데 Semjian
So then we move on to the third hell, the third neighboring hell, which adjoining hell, which is called the razor, the path of razors and such. So here, when the beings of the karma beings in the previous hell is being exhausted, then they move up. You know, they come up from the swamp of putrid excrement. Then they come to see in the distance this very beautiful green grass, you know, grassland. Then they move forth towards the grassland. However, when they try to, they walk along that grassland, their feet, then the grass becomes like knives, you know, sharp knives, and each of them have 1,000 teeth, you know, along their edges, and they have 1,000 points, you know, at the top. So there are like rows and rows of such knives. So as they're walking of them, and then these knives, you know, cut their feet, protrude through their feet and cut through the skin, flesh and blood. And every time they lift their feet, their bodies are spontaneously regenerated. And then again, they put their feet down and then it's being cut and so forth. So then, when the beings of these realms, their karma is finished, then they move on. And then they move on and they see in the distance there is a forest. Then they are desiring to take shade, to rest under the cool shade of the forest. Then they move there into the middle of the trees. Then all the leaves of the trees turn into sharp swords, you know, sharp-edged swords which fall upon them and cut through all their limbs, you know, their bodies and so forth, till they swoon and faint, you know, from that suffering. And then, so then, when they swoon, then they're being attacked by mongrel dogs, who they come forth and eat them from all directions. Yes.
So then, when the beings of this realms, their karma is finished, then they move on, then they see in the distance there is a forest, then they cut through all their limbs, you know, their bodies and so forth, till they swoon and faint, you know, from that suffering. And then, so then, when they're being, when they swoon, then they're being attacked by mongrel dogs, who they come forth and eat them from all directions. 도가뇨 다 신이 제일 되고 요 되지 매가지 그게 신이 자도 말이야 같이 요 마셔서 아 요 마 로아테세나 에 다기 세마드지 강가요 약하도 아 근데 마도 되고요 아 샤라가 또 하다 근데 진짜 야 야자 마 밥 다 근데 제도 거야지 자요 마 밥이 되고나 이게 전세에서 근데 요네 사 근데 제요
So then so then one then there's the next adjoining hell realms. Here it says the forests of iron, silk, cotton trees. So Tibetan it calls the forest of the Shamali trees, which might be a Sanskrit term referring to iron, silk, cotton. Anyway, so when the beings in this realm, then they see these large trees, and then at the top of the top of these trees, then they see a person or lover that one is very attached to. A relative or a lover that one is very attached to when one is alive, you know, standing at the top of the tree and then beckoning oneself to come up to the top of the tree. So then the leaves of that tree are made of like very sharp knives and very sharp swords, you know. So when as one is attempting to climb up the tree, then the as one is trying to come up the tree, then the leaves turn down, the sword-like leaves then turn downwards, face downwards. So such as this one is climbing up, then one's body is being torn into shreds, you know, the flesh, blood and bones is being torn into shreds as one is trying to climb up. And then at the same time, then we have these iron-beaked crows that come to sit on the shoulders of these beings and peck out their eyeballs and eat them. After much hardship and suffering, then having forced oneself to climb up to the top of the tree, then they see that the person is that they're being attached to, you know, the lover or whatever that they knew while they were alive, is now at the bottom of the tree, and then beckoning them to come down. So again, they go through the same experience this time with the leaves, the sword-like leaves of the tree facing upwards, you know, the points facing upwards. So again, as they come down to try to come down the tree, then their body is again torn into shreds by these knives and so forth, you know, the flesh and blood and skin. And then then again the crows pluck out their eyeballs, and then when they reach the bottom of the ground, they're being eaten by the wild animals. Yes. So then close to the forests of iron silk cotton trees is the fourth hell, which is called the still called in tree. Now the fourth house is called the River with No Ford. So the River of No Ford, that is close to the so-called trees, you know, this river is made out of boiling water. As mentioned before, this boiling water is not ordinary boiling water. It's similar to the one in the previous hell realms, whereby upon contact, then it causes your flesh and blood, you know, to dissipate and so forth. So then, one is being thrown, as one falls into this river, one is being boiled on the left and right, up and down, one is bobbing up and down all the time, and being boiled on all sides. So then, by the banks of these rivers, there are the hell guardians, which are armed with clubs, hooks, and nets. So then they prevent the beings in this hell, in this river, from escaping. Then as they are trying to escape, then the hell realm beings beat them with clubs, beat them with clubs and cause them to remain in the river, prevent them from escaping. Then on other occasions, then they hook them with their iron hooks and nets, you know, trap them like fish, and then drag them onto the shore and lay them bare on the great blazing ground. And the beings, you know, then they demand to know what these beings desire. Then they say, we do not, the beings reply that we do not understand what's going on, we cannot see. However, we are hungry and thirsty. So then the hell guardians would then feed them with blazing lumps of coal, blazing lumps of iron, iron coal, blazing lumps of iron, and then also to pour boiling copper into their mouths.
Yes.
So therefore here it says that the lifespans of living beings in adjoining hells and occasional hells are not fixed. Ordinary hells. The living beings in the adjoining hells and ordinary hells are not fixed, but they must suffer in these places for a long time. And also the suffering, the extent of the suffering is dependent on the power of karma. One suffers until the power of the karma created from the past is being exhausted.
Yes.
Yes. So in this way, as one hears about the different sufferings of the different hell realms, one experiences great fear. Even when one sees like pictures, you know, paintings of the hell realms, or one experiences great fear, finds it unbearable. You know, even one hears about descriptions of these hell realms. So due to such fear and sense of not being able, you know, unbearableness regarding to sufferings in these hell realms, then one needs to understand that the causes. So whatever one has heard and regarding description of these hell realms, as well as the paintings of describing these hell realms, when one sees or hears about this, one experiences great fear. But you know, to think of that one were to undergo the actual experience of these hell realms, then how much more unbearable it would be for the individual. So in this case, then one comes to know that, understand that these causes for rebirth in such realms is due to the cause of non-virtuous actions. And therefore, in order to protect oneself from rebirth in such states, one needs to abandon as much as one is able to non-virtuous actions. One must try to abandon that one understands that one has to try to abandon to the best of one's ability such non-virtuous actions. So as mentioned before, most of beings, sentient beings, are born into hell realms. You know, so therefore, within the entire cycle existence, most beings are being born in the hell realms. They are the major population of samsara. So therefore, understanding there's so many countless number of hell beings, you know, samsaric beings in the hell realms. So one should generate great compassion, the desire to free these beings from their sufferings by meditating on the sufferings of the hell realms. One should generate such compassion.
Yes.
So whatever teachings you've just heard, please retain in your mind and put into actual practice.